she kind of like took advantage of a young minded man, right? And like these, like women are being raised to trap these young niggas, bro. Dead ass, bro.
I feel like when you call me a YN, you calling me a little nigga, I'm gonna beat you the fuck up.
I'm gonna wash you. I'm gonna do all this shit. Like, bro, we done. That's a wrap. To the truth. Ooh. So now I'm gonna trust her to tell me the full story and tell the whole truth, but not about the truth. No, I'm calling, yo, what's up, bro? What type of time y'all was on? You was just hitting or like, what's going on?
That's it. Well, we don't know what was, bro. This is what I'm saying. Like, we don't know what was.
What I'm saying, if you didn't tell,
we don't know what's the lie.
If you didn't tell, there's no gray area.
It's paperwork, gang.
Yeah,
paperwork.
This is how you get around paperwork.
Unpop the pod.
You can't say that.
Episode 3, Unpopular Opinion. I'm one of your hosts, Rich Viv. Got my man with me.
And Lover.
Got my man Dre playing the back tonight.
Yeah,
ain't gonna say too much.
What up, baby?
Ain't gonna say too much, but you know, he in the building. Who we got behind the camera today?
Yo, we got Mike from Why Did I Get Married? Yo, why you got driving? You
what's his real name? What's his real name? Nah, hold on. What's his real name? Mike from Why Did I Get
Nobody
Married?
Nobody knows his real name. It's like knows. Richard T. Jones.
He's like the poster child for ancient niggas.
That's my guy.
It is Richard T. Jones. I think it's a random shit. What the fuck? That nigga ain't shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I got Google right here.
What's the... Yo, bro. That nigga is the poster child for ancient niggas. All of them. In every movie, he played the same person. In The Wood, Why Did I Get Married? Like, what other
the
shit?
The Wood, he was amazing.
Nah, who he was in... Oh, no, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
Wood was... Slim.
Mm-hmm.
That was the guy.
That's a classic.
Classic. That's a classic. The Wood is a classic. Hood classic, too. Fucking... So I got my popped up bottle today, right?
Oh, you popping the bottle.
Yeah, for sure.
We're back in our own stopping grounds, by the way, too.
Yeah. We're gonna be going back and forth. My pop the bottle today is about the Aunt Edward shit, right?
Mm.
With the baby mom shit, right? But I want to touch on this topic. I know they're gonna kill me for this shit, but God. I want to know, like what that woman did, right? She kind of like coerced him, right? She kind of like took advantage of a young minded man, right? Like, I'm just asking.
I don't think so.
I'm legit asking, bro. Like,
let's say the situation first.
So
let's break down the situation.
This nigga
first.
Is a 23-year-old millionaire,
sure,
fresh off the block,
NBA player,
fresh off the block, fresh money, new money. Nigga didn't even get his toes wet. Like he just got outside, right?
He got a contract though. He got a contract.
Got a little chicken.
He got some dog shit bitch, on him.
Not this bitch. This female. She
bitch. She's a bitch.
She already has a rapper baby father.
Oh, she does? I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Little baby.
Oh, so she
She's is. Already has a rapper baby father. But my whole thing is like, yo,
she's a sack chaser.
She's a sack chaser, obviously. And it's like I'm just saying, like, yo, bro, at what point is it like, yo? Does it become a mental illness where, like...
On whose part?
On a woman's behalf. Like, bringing in babies into these broken homes...
It's not broken home. It's just her and her. It's just her and the baby.
That's a broken home.
That's a broken home.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, so when you bring a baby into these situations, knowing the father is telling you, I don't want to leave it. In plain English.
This like, would be a fatherless child.
The baby becomes an avocado in your stomach. He's telling you, like, yo, bro, I don't want this child.
I will not be there. Yeah, you said what he told the courts, right?
Yeah, bro, he don't even want to see the baby.
Ain't nothing to handle but money. I don't want no visitation. I don't want no paternity test. I don't want anything. I just want you to tell me how much I got to pay so I can have this girl leave me alone.
And she did shit like move from Atlanta to California so she could get more money in Cali.
Listen.
Like, this is, I'm saying this behavior is weird. For a child, like you, like this child has, like this is not a love child. Like you're not showing love to this child.
So who you put the blame on?
They're two consenting adults.
Nope.
They're two consenting adults. I'm
put 100% of the blame on aunt.
100%. I can't put 100%.
This is what she do.
This is
her means of living, bro.
Yo, but
this is what she do.
Yo, bro, that's
it's on you not to get got.
That's wax.
That's your fault. You should have strapped up, or you should have been proactive in this situation. Maybe not fuck her at all. But saying you're not going to be part of this child's life, I think it's crazy to me, bro. If that was my friend, I'm upping it on him, bro. You're butt.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that. I just don't like the fact that women are legit taking advantage of these young niggas. Like, we've never seen this before. This is like an epidemic, bro.
Yeah.
Amber Rose. Like,
it's going crazier now.
Amber Rose.
Jalen Green.
Amber Rose on.
Hello, PJ Washington.
On Club Shay Shay. Said she cut off some female friends because they was moving like that.
Bro, this is obviously a game plan now. And like these, like women are being raised to trap these young niggas, bro. Dead ass, bro. They're being taught. It's a thing because it's becoming more. But that's whack though, bro.
That's whack for you to do.
No, it's whack for them to do. And I'm saying you're putting 100% blame on someone.
Yeah, it's like
you're putting 100%.
You know why?
Victim blaming.
Victim blaming.
He's not a victim.
You raised.
He's a victim.
He's a victim to what?
Rage baiting.
Good pussy.
She preyed on him.
She preyed on him. Yo, if it was reversed, the roles.
Yeah, what?
If a male did this to a younger girl,
ran off with the kid? No. That's not happening.
I'm saying like coerced her, trapped her, did all this extra.
If it was reversed, I'd be like, he's that nigga, Kevin Federline. He's that nigga. What are we talking about? He's really that nigga.
Shout out to Kevin.
We know his name because why?
Facts.
Why we know his name?
Shout out to Kevin.
I still seeing royalty checks right now, bro. If Jalen Green did that to what's her name, Drea? If she was the one that's up and he was backup dancing ass nigga, and now he up, niggas would be like, yo.
Nah, you got
to salute.
A good point is a good point.
You feel what I'm saying?
Nah, for sure.
That's on him to get caught. You know how many other niggas she done tried that it didn't work?
But I'm saying, yo.
That's all it takes is one dummy.
But that's why the
You the dummy. You the dummy. You the dummy. You the dummy. I'm sorry.
The NBA got to have those classes again.
They've been having them. Give you a perfect example. NBA niggas don't really go broke no more.
That's true.
Why? Because mad niggas already done went broke before them. So now you know the lesson. This shit been happening. How you still getting caught?
We don't remember our athletes doing
that. Because they ain't have Instagram and all that. But it happened.
They ain't having. Not at this.
Karl Malone went to the Hall of Fame and had a kid with a 15-year-old.
We're not about that weirdo.
But that's what I'm saying. It wasn't well known.
That's not the same thing.
They was doing shit.
That's not the same
thing. Shit was happening.
That nigga's a creep. We don't give a fuck about Karl Malone.
I agree. Fuck Karl Malone.
Fuck him.
Fuck Karl Malone. Fuck
Mailman.
Yeah, he was delivering.
That's why I only use FedEx and shit now.
Because of Karl Malone.
Karl Malone, bitch.
Like I said, fuck the USPS, bro. Carmelo fucked it up for y'all. Federal Express is what I'm doing now. But nah, for real though, he's not the victim. He's just the dummy.
He's not the victim. He's just a dummy. But I'm saying
he's gonna be the nigga at the rookie symposium. Like, don't be Edwards.
There are women out here doing this, bro. And like we're not
salute them.
We're not helping the YNs, bro. We're not helping the YNs.
I ain't trying to help because they don't want to be helped.
I heard
they don't
want to be helped. Funniest shit in the mall today. The nigga said, I feel like when you call me a YN, you calling me a little nigga. I'm gonna beat you the fuck up if you call me.
Nah,
a little
nigga. Stop. What?
I loved it.
That's a good response, though. That's a good response.
Thumbs up that shit. Yo, double tap. Yo, that was double a good one.
Why is being called little niggas?
Niggas, I feel like you're calling me a little nigga, so I'm gonna beat you the fuck up. Like,
that's crazy.
I heard a nigga tell us somebody in the mall.
He was dead ass?
Dead ass. He was dead ass, bro. Because he was like, why is me bugging? Nigga was like, I feel like you calling
me. But he just proved the point.
Exactly. This is why I'm calling your wife. This is a fucking crash out. That's why.
I'm not a little nigga.
Big shit, bro. Like, they just got, yo, niggas got pride.
What would you rather be, a YN?
Yo, bro, these little niggas got pride, too much pride for the wrong shit.
What would you rather be, a YN or a little nigga?
I'm going with YN. Because little nigga is mad disrespectful. That's what I'm saying. It don't matter how old you are.
When we was young niggas, they used to call them like the old head.
Because little nigga got nothing to do with age. You can be older than me and you a little nigga. And you know it in your heart, like, damn, I am a little nigga.
If I'm older than you and you call me a little nigga, I'm going to YN this shit.
Yo.
I'm crashing out. I'll dare this nigga. First of all, I never gave little nigga energy. Like, yo, let me disrespect me.
That's what
I'm
saying.
And I never gave a nigga.
That's what
I'm And yo, I was never the type to be like, yo, this is my big bro.
Yo, look.
This is my big bro.
It's a nigga I grew up with. Nigga I grew up with, right? We had basketball beef, like, forever, right? He may be like, I would say like 4-5 years older than me max, right? So, boom, we be at the park talking shit. He feel like he the best. I know I'm the best because he just feel this way, but I know this, right? So, I would never really feed into it because I knew I was better than him, right? But he still always wanted my head, like never wanted to play on my team, just to cook me, whatever, right? Say it.
You can say it out loud.
I'm not pausing that.
I'm not pausing that.
I'm not playing the pause. I'm not playing the pause. Y'all niggas is good. Yo, nigga, what you say?
You can say it out loud, right?
Anyway. So boom. The nigga will always start shit on the court, boom. To the point where we always get broken up, like, before we fight. We never fought, but it was to that point, right? Beef. Basketball beef to me, right? Okay. But also, I don't fuck with you either. Like, outside of this, don't talk to me because we only talk here, right? So one day I'm on the block, whatever. I'm in a pizza shop with my mom, and he's with my mans because they real cool, whatever. But he know I don't fuck with him, whatever. But it ain't beef for real, right? So my man come in the pizza shop, he say what up to me, right? Boom, dap up, say hi to my mom, whatever. Nigga try to come piece me, I said, nah, I'm good. So he got upset, started making a show, like, yo, fuck out
of
here.
But in front of your moms?
Thank you. I'm with my mom, bro.
I mean, but why would you not piece him up if it was only basketball?
Because I don't fuck with you anyway. I need you to know this.
So you really don't fuck
with me? Yeah, I don't, but it's not beef, though. But that's what I said. I don't fuck with you anyway. Outside of the basketball, you know I don't fuck with you, right? I fuck with your brother. I never fucked with you.
Mama Love is standing right here. You didn't give son of...
What up?
Not no fake nigga.
Right? All right, now put your hand out. I said, no. Like, no.
Well, Mama Love right here is like, yo, it's, bro, like, yo, bro, I just got to keep peace while she's standing here. Like,
no.
That's, yo, here's
no, 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 no. Like, you thinking like, if I don't give him a pound, it's going to be up.
I feel like that's consistent.
No, no, like,
if you don't give a pound to a nigga,
no.
I feel like, yo, no.
No, would you, right now, would you go give a pound to a nigga you know don't fuck with you?
No, heavens.
Thank you. So him coming up to me trying to give me a pound is like,
but he's never gave you no he's thinking it's just on the court.
No. Yeah. We've known each other for years at this point.
Okay.
So we've never dapped anywhere else. We've never dapped period.
And my mom.
So why is you coming up to me trying to be cool?
Like, wait, no, but how often do you see him off the court?
Because he was your man. He was with your man.
Get to his house without crossing the street.
I've
grown up with this nigga.
Are you really good? No, you really didn't like son.
I don't fuck with you.
You downplayed it.
No, I just don't fuck with
you. Bit, though. You like, oh, it's not basketball beef.
It's not beef
you
at all.
Said basketball beef, though.
That's all it is. We don't have no beef prior.
Yeah, but you saying no to a nigga. I live across the street from a nigga. I don't fuck with this nigga.
I never fucked with him, though.
Dap the nigga in front of
yo, our most interaction fuck ever her, was on the court.
Fuck her security. Fuck my mom.
If we leave the basketball
I'm not dapping this nigga and we upping it to date.
Like, I'm not in danger. I'm not in danger if you decide to scream and yell. That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, bro, no. Like, why are you giving me that? Yeah. So, boom, I curve him. Right? So now he's banging on a piece of outdoor. And my mom's like, oh my God, Christian, what? I'm like, Ma, he's just barking. Like, he's not about to do nothing. Nobody's holding him back. You don't see? Like, he can come in here. Nobody's by the door.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's happening. He's just making a show. Like, it's over. Right? Next time I see him again, we play basketball. Right? We get into it. We get split up. On that side of the gym, he say something about my pops. But I ain't know till later. But I'm like, yo, you a little nigga. I'm not even arguing with you. He lost it. Little nigga, nothing, bro. No action, no nothing. But my point was that the little nigga shit just put him over the edge. Like,
oh, yeah,
no. That shit, when you call somebody a little, and he older than me. So you're like, yo, this nigga calling me a little nigga? Nah, bro. So
and you're not giving a nigga no pound.
No pound.
In front of mama's love.
That's how you know it's for real. Like, nigga, I don't fuck with you. I never thought that you would fuck with me. So why would you give me
a pound? Did you forewarn your mom, though?
No.
Because you just know he wasn't going
to
do no.
Cool, you would try to give me a pound. Like, why would you try to do that?
Not giving a nigga. So what would you do?
No.
What would you do?
In front of your mom's?
If flat type, I ain't no shaking head, bro. I do it now.
I do it right now.
In front of your mom's? Like, I'm just saying, like, your mom's standing right here. Don't know what's going to happen.
She's insane. She's safe.
I just look at you, what up, and that's it.
What you doing?
No, I'm not that.
I gave his man's a pound, which is my man. Like, real, you know what I'm saying? His mom used to babysit him. Dab you? Sit.
I might give you this. Like,
what you doing?
The way he described it, like, just on the court, yeah, I'll give you a pound, right?
Oh, you gonna give me a pound off the court? Like,
nah, okay. Yeah, like,
thin as head. If a nigga
I have no problem with you, like, we never had any problems except on the court. Like,
I don't know you
in this moment.
There's some people from Iowa that I fuck with, and I dap niggas up.
Duh.
But they did some shit. They did some shit where I don't fuck with
this
you.
This is like, basketball, bitch.
Yeah, this is just basketball.
He took it off the court. He's a hooper. He took it off the hooper. No. He took it off.
If
he
oh, took that it nigga off, name is Fabian, bro. I hope you see this one,
then nigga says his name. Yo, son. Yo, Fabe, son. I don't know what's going on, gang. But yo, son, in front of his mom, son. Yo, son. Oh, yo, my God.
I see that nigga at a party.
What you say? Yo, son. Yo, my mother.
That shit came across my mind that she was there.
My daughters, my wife, yo, bro. Yo, son, I'm keeping y'all at bay at all times. Yo, this beef, it's like Sunday.
Hold on. Let me give a little more context.
truth, nigga. Like, it's Sunday truth, nigga. Like, I'm
ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie.
We not doing nothing right now, gang. I'll see you later. Ain't your time, my nigga. But when I see you later, up it.
I was at this time. At this time, we was young enough where getting shot was an option. Like, that was, I ain't think he was about to shoot. You feel me? Like, we still.
I don't care about that.
We still is. Like, but that's the only thing
he's on. Like, even if we got it on, like, I'm watching. I want my mom to be right here while I'm doing all this, bro.
Oh, no.
What if I put this nigga through it? Like yo, son, I'm going to punish this nigga in front of my mom. I want my mom to see that, bro.
Yeah, I need her to. You know,
yo,
I thank you, Dre.
Oh, my mom.
How y'all feel about 50 and his little nigga?
50 and who?
Lil Meech.
Yo, so 50 had beef with Big Meech because of
what he did with Rick Ross.
What? I don't know if it's fully about the Rick Ross thing. Like,
I think it's about that.
Yeah, I do think it's part of it. 50 is that petty, bro. But that's crazy. Meech is not going to know about all the beefs that's going on in the free world. Like, bro, he's not aware of that. Also, he's pulling up on people trying to get some money.
Trying to get bag.
How long you been in jail? 20? I don't even know.
27 years.
Not even say it was on like 15 years.
Yeah, let's be clear, bro. Yo, the TV show that you made popular, BMF, you described Meech as a peacemaker. he does is drive peace. You want everybody to get together, community. Yo, let's recycle a black buck. All this extra shit, bro.
Still signing.
What did you expect the nigga to do? Like, you think the nigga was gonna come home and be on some?
Yeah, like
rah rah rah. Cause 50, the 50 did this. Like rah rah. Like,
and then Lil Meech fucked his bag up, buying on chrome heart jeans. He ain't had no money to give to his pops, which is I feel find it so crazy. Like, you got on this show as your dad, right? You're not even active. You're just playing your dad. That's it. So that's not a far stretch. Like, you don't have to, you need an acting coach, but it's not like you're about to be a full-blown actor. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you make all this money from a nigga that put you on. You pay for your acting classes, all this shit. And now your dad is kind of outside begging. I feel like Lil Meech dropped the ball with that shit.
And then he popped out with Mayweather.
Who?
Lil Meech.
Oh, he did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and somebody else.
I just feel like at this point, you can't keep up with who 50 got beef with. Like, I can't inherit your beef. Just because you got beef with Floyd don't mean I got...
But that's how 50 always been. That's how he fell out with Game.
How? What you mean?
Because Game...
Like, with my ops?
Yeah, Game didn't pick up... Can't remember what beef it was.
But I don't think he would do that. Not
Jay.
Young Buck.
Listen, I love 50
to death. I get it, though. If you my man, you can't be fraternizing with my ops, bro. Especially the way 50 sees himself, he's the leader, bro. Like,
but it's not, is it ops? Like, is it real beef?
Rick Ross
is not.
Rick Ross is his op.
If they was in the same room, you think it'd be beef?
Yes.
I don't.
Him, I don't think it'd be beef with Floyd.
No, I'm talking.
I think
with Ross? Floyd. Nah.
I think 50 be on it a little bit more with Ross.
I think it's real with Ross.
What's that R word we can't say no more?
Retarded?
Yeah, that one. You said it, not me. 50 that, bro. 50 is that.
Niggas up. This nigga stay setting niggas up. He stay setting niggas up. This nigga's a narc, yo.
But, yeah, I think 50 is really that, bro. I really think 50 is that. He's different, bro. He just carry it too. Like, why do you still have beef with Rick Ross? Why? Why? Why does everyone you know have to have beef with Rick Ross? That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's not crazy?
If he, I get it. If I put you on, I'm your source of income.
He didn't put Big Meech on.
He didn't put Lil Meech on.
He didn't put Big
Meech on. By extension.
But that's my
problem. I'm not going to lie to you. Big Meech's story would have sold.
Hold on. There's a whole generation of people that would not know who the fuck Big Meech is without that show.
Fair. So a lot of niggas would have bought this story and introduced
him. But 50 did it.
Comes home.
But 50 did it.
Let's say he came home without that show ever being created. You think he's on IG getting his teeth fixed and all this shit?
It's quiet.
No. No.
Bro, it's Big Meech. Like, niggas would
have... No. Big Meech to us.
I think that we would have had concerts still.
Everybody that knows and loves Big Meech got kids, did time.
Bro, it's Big Meech.
Niggas don't care. It's like Max B. He gonna come home. Nobody gives a fuck.
We're gonna give a
fuck. Nobody gives a fuck.
We're gonna give a fuck.
About Max B.
We're gonna give a
fuck. Yeah, but like... It's gonna be 10 niggas.
Vibes Cartel. So everybody.
Vibes
no.
Cartel.
But more. Vibes is a legend.
He's not Vibes.
Vibes is a legend.
Vibes is Vibes.
Vibes and bro, Max is not
Cartel. Tickets at Barclays, bro. What are we talking
about? Max is not doing
that.
Who the fuck said that? Nobody said that. I'm just saying, Max is going to be hard at Webster Hall and shit. Like, we going to come to the first.
Now I'm saying, go up right back Webster, to the Chitlin' Circuit. He doing
Connecticut.
Big Meech.
But that's, nigga, niggas get rich on the Chitlin'.
Big Meech is getting more attention than he would have without the show.
You said what?
Big Meech is getting more attention now than he would have without the show.
That's what I said. If he came that's home the and point. The show was never
maybe
created. You were not sure, nowhere.
Sure. Not yeah, baby.
That's
sure.
That's the point.
Yeah, but it's like, it's still Big Meech, bro. Like, it would have been.
You know what Yayo said?
He would have had a concert. Niggas would have still.
No concert. Him. No concert. No
if
concert.
Big Meech. If
there's
Big
no rappers right now.
The TV show,
I can't even five rappers right now that really respect Big Meech for what he did.
Everybody loves Meech, bro. Everybody
that loves Meech bro. Got gray beard bro, right
we've
now.
Been we've been talking about
it's
Meech.
Quiet.
We've been talking about Meech for the last 20 years. Without
no, we haven't. There's
documentaries about him on stars.
Yes,
there without is. Without 50.
Yes, there is.
This documentary.
Well, no, 50 produced that documentary.
If it's on stars?
50 produced that.
Oh, no. Okay. There's documentaries on YouTube.
And he did it in...
Bro, there's everybody, a small world where he's
knows,
popular.
Everybody knows Big Meech, bro.
There's a small world of where he's popular. And it's like
the world is our world. I don't give a fuck about their world.
So I'm in the small world, and there's a small Big pocket Meech of people that fuck with him. No, that's not
Big
true.
Big Meech is still that guy.
I disagree.
Bro, 50 tarnished the nigga career because nigga hugged... Francis, he hugged the
he
nigga.
He tarnished whose career?
Meech.
Lil Meech?
No, Big Meech. He fucked Meech up. Like, Meech is... There's no good in the hood no more, like...
Nah, I don't think so.
Bro.
He's Big Meech, like you just said.
It's over now. It's over now, bro.
So how official was you if niggas could unravel you in a week? Come on, son.
It's not niggas. It's not,
you
it's
know
not
what I'm saying? Like,
it's a snitch allegation. It's a rat allegation.
It's not an allegation, look. Don't
what you mean it's not an allegation? We don't know this.
Yeah,
I haven't seen nothing.
Yeah, niggas shooting right now.
Yeah, I put in 1090 Jake and shit like that. Like, it was an allegation.
What's facts is that he gave up his power of attorney to a woman who told the people everything. So if I tell you to tell these...
She like, also got in court and said Meech didn't do that. She
and perjured also herself.
It. Huh?
And perjured herself.
Yeah, but she also said he didn't do that.
No.
She was lying.
She perjured
that's
herself.
Perjury. She lied on the stand.
She lied.
But what if the original thing was the lie, though?
What if?
But I'm saying, well, we don't know what was, bro. This is what I'm saying. Like, we don't know what was
happening.
What
I'm saying, if you didn't tell...
We don't know what's the lie.
If you didn't tell, there's no
it's
gray area.
It's paperwork, gang.
No
paperwork.
This is how you get around paperwork.
Oh, this is whack, bro. First of all, where's civilians?
Where's civilians? Cam told.
Who, Cam'ron?
Cam told what he Cam said. Jim. I heard niggas throw up the rock.
That was
crazy. That's telling.
No, that's rap.
That's telling.
That was Cam.
Is there paperwork? Is there paperwork?
No, it don't need to be paperwork.
That's that was, what I'm saying.
No, that was on camera. That was on camera. That was on camera. He was looking in the camera and say,
yeah.
That's Meech. We don't have nothing of Meech doing none of this.
Man.
We don't have none of this.
But the woman used Meech's words. That,
bro, first of all, this rumor started with two disgruntled employees. Blue Da Vinci was fighting the same allegations.
I don't
got
no more
allegations.
I don't got no more
the same allegations, and he said, no, Meech did it. But that's what Blue Da Vinci did.
So,
and then it just,
so you got cool rats. So you got cool rats.
Man, this is whack, sir.
When it's one rat, it ain't just one.
Yo, Meech. I'm still one of them niggas that want to see the paperwork tonight. I'll fuck with you.
Listen, I don't give a fuck. I
yo,
less.
Not like me.
Would your girl do 3 years to avoid you doing 30?
Would my lady? Yep. I think my lady would.
I know.
Ooh, I don't know too many. I don't know too women I would.
He said, I know. Wait a minute.
I can't say I know, bro. Yo, 3 years a long time.
30 years is a long time.
Well, you said 3 years for me not to do 30.
For you not to do 30. Well, your... But your girl do 3 years, so you don't have to be out of your son's life.
I would hope so.
For the rest of your life.
I would hope so.
I would hope so.
I'm going to hope for the best.
No.
For the worst.
Give your answer, yes or no.
I think yes. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes, just because we've been together, you know, wow, we got. But if it's like, if we have
call right
kid,
now.
If call have right kid, now. Call right now.
Oh, she might be playing him to sleep. Hold on. That'd be fire.
Yo, I'm shooting right now. I just want to ask you a question.
I'll call her.
Would you do 3 years in order for me not to do 30? My nigga.
Of course.
What'd she say? I ain't
here. She said, of course.
Oh, she said, of course?
Love you, gang. I'll take me right here.
You better answer.
Hello.
Yo, all right, real quick. We shooting. I have a call. Just listen. See, why are you calling me?
He's doing the 30.
Yeah, I might do the 30. The question, see what I'm saying? I'm already.
Bro, you're trembling, nigga. Ask the question.
All right, the question is, would you do 3 years to avoid me doing 30? I don't like this pause. See what I'm saying? I don't like this pause.
I would, yes, but it gotta be a good fucking, I mean, the best, the I guess, jail that there is, if there is one.
No, nigga, that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
So you wouldn't do 3 years at Rikers?
No.
For me not to do 30, I gotta do 30 if you don't do this 3.
I could die in there.
I'm going to die in there. I'm about to do 30.
That's it,
bro. Oh, so you're going to put me in 3.
All right, so all right, I got you. I'm going to sit there. All right.
I'll do it, but it can't be right.
See what I'm saying? You can't pick your
jail. You can't do 3. Oh, you can do 3 years of right.
You could.
Yeah, you could. Okay.
Well, all right. Chris, you going to jail, brother.
Yeah, I'm doing 30. I'm doing 30. See? Told you. That's why I have to think about it, because I know myself. I'm like, damn, I can't even wash my hair. That's the type of shit you're thinking about. Like, can I wash my hair?
Yeah.
Like, my skincare, like, yo, bro, it's 30 years. 30 fucking years.
I'm gonna be on my Papoose shit. I'm gonna be
doing. You think you could do 3 years in jail? Shit. You think you could do 3 years?
No. Can I do 3 years today?
Yeah, right now. I can't do no time.
Nah, I mean, like, I know niggas who are like me, who are doing it.
What?
Or like me?
Yeah.
Who are doing it. So I think it's possible, but like,
yeah,
you know niggas in jail? Like,
yo,
I feel like you said a lot to say that.
No, but like, but like, you know, I'm not the type of nigga who'll be in jail. I'm not street adjacent, none of that.
I ain't gonna lie, you don't have to be.
I'm saying, so I know niggas who are surviving like
that. Let me get that, keep it strong, we good?
I don't know, bro. 3 years ago, 15 years ago, yeah, now no.
I feel like 10 years ago, I still would have been shook.
Yeah.
I still would have.
I could have did it.
Yeah, you're right. I more likely would have been able to do it.
I can't do it now. It's good. I'm good.
I can't do it.
The streets ain't made for me no more. That's why they made
time. I can't do no time. I can't lie, bro. That shit where you just sit in a courtroom and the judge bang the gavel like, 10 years.
I would avoid it at all costs.
Huh?
I would avoid it at all costs.
So if you do the crime,
so you pay yourself?
I wouldn't do the crime.
Oh, okay.
I would probably
assume the criminal. How people in
court? What are you going to do? So what's your option? You killing yourself?
Nah, you're not doing that. You're not doing
that. Nigga, I'm not trying to get raped. That is my biggest
thing. So then use your strength and manhood to not get raped.
If there's mad niggas.
Are you
serious?
And I'm by myself.
Only one of these
I'm likely going to get raped.
What you think? You got like rape me face?
No.
Like, why you think I'm going to fuck you?
Why you think you're automatically going to get raped?
First of all, because I'm going in there with no connections.
I'm not scared of rape. I'm not scared of rape.
You're not scared of rape?
Nah, I don't feel like this is rape. What I'm saying is, I'm not afraid that somebody's going to rape me. I'm not afraid that somebody's gonna rape me.
It's on the table, nigga.
I'm afraid that somebody's gonna stab me.
It's on the table.
Yeah, dead.
You feel me? That rape.
It's on
that
the table.
Even kind
of
like,
I'm less afraid of being stabbed.
Nah, you're wild. You're not gonna die if you get raped.
This is the craziest.
Internally, you will. Internally, I'd be dead, nigga.
It's recoverable.
If you get raped,
no, it's not.
You're dead.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not recoverable.
Me, personally, yes.
I bet.
But in real life, you still alive.
It's not recoverable, nigga.
No.
You got a
hoop. You got a story to tell.
If you stab, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, your first one, Tyrese said some wild shit today. That was crazy.
You talking about the shit I
said? Yeah, that was insane. Was that an AI?
Nah, I don't think. I don't know.
What you said?
See the interview. Sugar Candy Shark?
Interview now.
That I sent? Hold on.
Nah, that was insane. Nigga said his big homie used to tell a nigga, bend over.
Yeah, talk about he said the nigga name and all that, remember?
And then said it like, yeah, nigga, that's how he stopped us from being
gay. Yo, that was like.
I had a big homie named Dirtbike Fred. I was just on the phone with him 3 days ago. Where would I be without the big homie Dirtbike Fred? Hey, Reese, come here, bro. What's going on? Bend over. He ain't just do it to me. Anybody who's trying to get into that life,
what?
He'll literally say bend over, and not with the tippy toe, because I wouldn't be able to have kids. Set us up. Because my big homie set me up. Bend your ass over. Boop. 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 Bend your ass over.
Pause.
Monetize.
Oh, God, that was crazy.
He ain't just do it to me. Anybody who's trying to get into that life.
But what life is seeing him? Okay, this ain't gangbanging.
Nigga said not so with the tippy toe.
Okay, so that was scared straight before the show. He scared him straight.
Yeah, but this is a threat.
That's
this
not,
but he's not serious. He's just scaring him straight.
Gay.
That's not scared straight.
Yes, it is.
You don't threaten me with my... Now, get the fuck
out. That's what's going to happen in prison, nigga. First
of all, I get the sentiment, but like, no, bro. You could have executed this way
better. They took my schools to scared straight, and my nigga held it down.
You lying.
I swear to God. Eagles Academy punks, nigga. Like, yo, son. Niggas went to scared straight and held it down.
What was you on? The job went to scared straight?
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
They tried to like, oh, you know, this is going to be your future, blah, blah, blah. And
but what was niggas doing that last
right. Why did they think that of y'all?
With these kids.
It's an all boys school with all black kids. You know what I'm saying? They gotta like show us different realities and shit. We get it.
I don't.
You know, and niggas went in there and was like, nigga, please. Like, like we not doing none of this today, gang.
What all
like,
yo, when
she, I'm suing the fuck out.
When, yeah, when, nigga, when the kids figured out that they can't touch you, that's when the show had to
that's
stop.
When I know. It was a white man. Yeah, I dare you touch me. Yeah, buddy. Yo, bro. That shit would give me even more time.
I saw the shit with the white boy. He was like, get in your cell.
Oh, now you are. He
nigga said, I can't. Nigga said, why not? The door's not open. Dickhead.
Dummy. Simple. Stupid. Man. Yo, the door.
So niggas be going through phones?
Like, do your girl phone?
So you have.
Nah, I never done it in my life. I would never do it. You lie. You did it.
For what? To this day, bro.
You wouldn't do it?
For what?
I went through a phone.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Girl's phone.
Yeah, girl's phone. The fuck?
Oh, you said a phone. Like, you took
it. No, I'm just saying. I went through a girl's phone. One girl.
What possessed you to do that, bro?
Last time ever.
Find something.
Yeah, that's what it is. You go looking. You're going to find something.
I've always told him.
Fine. You gonna fucking fine. That's a fact.
Nah.
I don't wanna find shit.
You like this.
I don't wanna find
shit. Yeah, you hold me.
And heart. You know, yeah. I'm so real, I might find some shit. Yeah, I'm gonna just hold it down. Cause
what did you find?
I don't even wanna have this conversation. You heard?
It said goodnight, babe.
Oh, a hat?
That's all I read.
Yo, you know how much.
That's all I need to read.
That's all you need to read. You know how much work you gotta put in a girl to call you babe?
This is my bitch.
Did you stay?
No.
You stayed. Stop lying.
Swear to God, I did it. Come on, baby. Y'all know me. But the shit would, like, when you go through the phone, that I just don't know, like, at a big age.
Yeah.
Like, the security.
Like, you can't.
Is it?
I'm not jacking to going through.
What if you're suspicious? What if you're suspicious, though, for real?
Women do it. That's their thing. But
their thing is not suspicious.
Women are crazy.
I'm going to tell you, it's intuition. Okay. They be like, something told me to go through the... No, nothing fucking told you to go... Yo, bro, what is that voice? I want to talk
to him. I want to talk to him. It's a real thing about intuition. Intuition.
Woman intuition is a real thing.
But men blindly, like, ignore it. Like,
that's my
bro, thing. I should be telling us, yo, she's a whore.
Yo.
Don't date her. Don't do it.
We have it.
Don't do it. We just be like, we just
run. No, this is what I like. This is what I
like. That's a fact. But I'm telling you, intuition is a real thing for sure.
Nah, definitely.
Intuition not to read that good night, babe.
I'm not
a few
now.
Intuition told me to read good night, babe.
That did not happen.
You feel like
you had suspicion, bro.
You feel like women listen to their side niggas opposed to their like.
Of course.
Way more.
Of course. You have to.
Way more.
You don't listen to your side niggas?
Huh?
More than my main boy?
You got to. You know why? Because it's an unbiased opinion, bro. It's unbiased.
We the only ones not lying to each other.
Yeah, exactly. We the only ones keeping it real. You know what I'm going. I know what
that's
you want.
A fact. Like that.
Right or wrong.
And the nigga be telling her, like, yo.
Best take.
Like, the nigga be like, yo, like, for instance, like, say her son is like, his favorite color is pink. And she's like, oh, yeah, my son likes pink. The baby father is like, yo, don't let my son wear that shit.
Right.
And she like, he's expressing himself. The side nigga's like, yo, that nigga's
That
nigga's right, bro. Like, you don't let this nigga wear that shit. She's gonna take the pink off, son.
Yeah.
She's gonna take the pink off for a little nigga.
Babe, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I thought about it.
Cause there's also the competition for like dominance in the house, I guess. Or like not dominance, but like
that is true.
You
I mean the dynamics be different in
the house. Yeah, it's the dynamic thing. Like, I know some women don't want to be dominated too much. Like, all right, don't tell me what to do too much. Like, you already make most of the decisions. Like, now you deciding this, like...
I just feel like when it comes to, like, here. Man shit, I don't feel like we should be having that type of discussion. Specifically man shit. Like, if I'm telling you, like, the little boy is wearing pink, I don't want him wearing pink, listen to me.
Yeah, I'm experiencing.
Don't listen to you. You're not a man.
Yes.
I'm not asking you.
Yes.
I'm not saying some shit like, oh, what if he wants to be, like, what if he wants to be a dancer? Right, like some type of dancer or some shit. Okay, you might have a conversation with your lady.
An artist,
yeah, an artist,
some visual artist,
like a visual artist or some shit. Like you might have a conversation with your lady. But I'm gonna be like, no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Initially, but like, off rip.
I'm gonna be like, but I might have a conversation with you. Like, I probably will entertain a conversation. Like, cause we're in 2025, you gotta be a little open-minded, yada, yada, yada. Right? My answer is no. You know what I'm saying? Like it's no.
But you can be convinced otherwise.
But we might have a conversation.
We might be in the middle. Like, we might be in the middle somewhere. Like, yeah.
Walk me through it. Walk me through your
life. Give me some understanding.
But like, when I tell you immediately, like, nah, fuck that. You're not doing that. Yo, listen to me, bro.
It's coming from a genuine place.
Trust me, I've seen it. It's coming from a man.
I agree.
It's coming from a man.
See, that's all it.
It's coming from.
This is a man's world. Chill.
Yo, bro, like.
Nah, that's a fact. But I just feel like you said, like when it comes to man shit. You kind of got to defer to them. And when it comes to girl shit, like, you got daughters.
No, yeah.
There's just certain things you don't know as much as your girl does.
No.
And it be like that. And it's like that. So
when they got those type of questions and shit, yes, I direct you to your mother. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo,
like,
when they get older and, yeah, I don't know.
Fuck, like, I have daughters, bro. Like,
I got a son and circumcision was a thing. People feel strongly about it one way, but she was strongly about it one way. And I'm like, you don't even know what this is. Like, just no. Let me just take the lead on this. She was like, but I did the research. I don't give a fuck. You don't have a piece, bro. Trust me.
I don't even understand why we having this conversation.
Just ask me what to do. Don't ask me about you. I don't really care about your opinion when it comes to this. This is what we.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Like, that's what it's like, you know how, like, if you walk into your mother walks into your crib, right? Mm-hmm. And the house is a little messy. It's a tad bit messy.
Yeah.
But your mother's a clean freak. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, your mother's not looking at you.
Yep.
She's not looking at you at all. Your mother's looking at her.
Has shit happened to you before?
I'm clean. My mom.
Oh, okay. You're the clean freak in the house. Shorty messy.
Oh, and when you.
There's always a balance. One person's a
meat. Don't put that on her.
She messier than you, is what I was saying. That's what I was saying. Just out of you two, she's the messy one.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. That makes sense, though.
Back on the topic of the side nigga, you ever gave advice on a fight that they was having?
Be like, say that again?
Yeah.
Nah. Oh, yeah. I've been.
He's right.
I've been
1,000%.
Yeah. Yo, just before we came down here. It was a meme that was like,
What?
What? We talking about.
I was gonna say, cut.
Yeah.
cut. What the fuck? What are we about to do right now?
I was not big meat.
The fuck is he talking?
She said a meme to a girl was like, oh, when you see the happy couple on IG, but you was just with him or whatever, some shit like that. I'm like, why the fuck you sending that shit? Like, yeah, this might be true, but I've been there before. I've been that guy. Like, look at these niggas on IG, but she was doing such and such.
First of all, I never even follow joints, so I don't even care what you're doing. I am definitely the guy that, I was the guy that would be like, yo, that nigga's right.
Yeah, he's right.
When Shorty was ordering food, no, she had her phone talking about order food for me and my friend.
She's laying
in between the niggas' lap. Why you acting funny?
That's a massive.
Yo, a nigga will kill you behind that.
Yeah, and it's like, what if he sees us?
Yes.
I don't want to be involved in that. Like, I don't like that type of
thing. I don't like the drama, bro.
Like,
I ain't gonna lie, if I was in that situation, I would rather you have a man too. Like, if we both cheating, we both gotta be cheating. So we both got something to lose.
But then,
what?
If the spouse find out and expose you like Steve Smith.
I've seen that. I mean, that's the corniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
That's corny. That is the corniest shit.
I think it's in the neighborhood.
Like, it's known.
The Steve Smith shit was just like, you get caught. Your man, he catches you, and now he wants to expose the other guy. Like,
yeah, fuck it.
I feel like that's a real Caucasian thing. It's not really.
I don't think it gets people. But like
corny was crashing out
on live. Why do I owe you privacy? You just ruined my marriage.
It's not about privacy. Yo,
what do you mean owe me privacy?
Why are you, bro? You're a
man.
Yourself.
You're a fucking man.
Blessing everybody.
Man, nigga.
What do you mean? I'm not exposing myself, but I don't fault
you.
What if you want to get back to your wife?
It's the game. You got God, nigga.
Yeah.
You got God, nigga. It's the game, son. Like, what are we talking about,
bro?
Like, yo, if this happened to me, If my lady, if I got caught and shit like that, yo, bro, I got to charge this in the game. He did what he was supposed to do, bro. He did what he was supposed to do.
Nobody raping these women, bro.
Yeah, son.
Nobody raping.
My lady let him kill. So
yes. Like, you didn't fuck my wife. My wife fucked you. Because this is my wife. I don't know you. Yeah. My wife fucked another nigga.
He did exactly what he was supposed to do.
I'm not mad at him.
Yeah, man.
You're not mad at him? Nah.
I'm not calling his wife and telling her. That's lame shit.
Personally, I'm not doing it, but I'm not mad at a nigga who did it.
I feel like you went to the internet.
I'm mad at you, bro. I think you're not a man. That's why your bitch cheating on you. That ass, bro. I think that's why she left you, bro.
He got payback on the wrong nigga, bro. Yeah, bro. He got payback on his wife.
Nothing wrong. Your wife threw it at him. He caught it, nigga.
Yep.
He picked up what she put.
But I think he was a little hyped, though. White people get a thing out of it. Like, they get a rise out of that. Like, yo, he's famous. Blah, blah, this is my wife, you know what I'm saying? So he must be on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I must be on that level or something close to it. Or I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I would not put a nigga on the internet and call him, bro. I'm not.
First of all, I'm not crashing out on the internet. At all. Yeah, like if I'm gonna crash out.
About anything.
I'll probably go through the sauna or some shit. Like crash out in the sauna or some shit. Like, I got it coming in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, go
ahead. Well, I'm lying. I don't have Instagram beef.
Like.
I don't went hard on Instagram. About for beef. Yeah, I have. I'm not proud, but.
What happened?
You a Queens nigga, fake me. Yo, Trav. I'm
not for real. Trav who, M&B?
Yeah, we didn't hit one that.
What?
Nigga called me a better by all types of shots.
Oh,
out, bro.
What?
Remember that? You know what? Now he was.
Mine.
I just came in. Like, you know, people, famous people on Instagram, be commenting under their shit. Like, you don't anticipate them seeing it, right? This nigga was on, this is years ago. It was like maybe like 2015 or some shit like that. And he was at a party, but like fake smoking, trying to be cool, like doing dumb shit. So I'm like, yo, fuck out of here with this fake smoking. Like, this shit is not cool. You're not impressing nobody. I commented that. Nigga came back and be like, yo, fuck out of here, you pussy. He going in the DMs, right? So he going through my profile, all the pictures.
All I know is him. Going
crashing out, but I ain't know really nothing about
him. He really will pull up on you too. Like,
see, I ain't know that. He was trying to tell
me
that.
He really one of them niggas.
He was trying to tell me that, but I ain't
pull up. He's one. That's all I know him for.
Yo, he got it right up. And at the end of it, fast forward, because it wasn't that crazy. Like, it was crazy. He did call me pedophile, but he don't know me. Like, he was just saying shit. It wasn't
saying shit and pedophile. It's like, why is that a safe?
Yeah, like, why? That, yo, I'm like, what?
That's a
wild shit to say without
why is that a proof.
Like, yo, I know that he was with, like. So I just let it ride. I'm like, yeah, this nigga's just wildin', bro. He got a temper. So he's like, yo, you must be crazy enough to be fucking with me. Yo, here's my number. Let's get right. I was like, okay, bro. So we started talking for a little bit, and then we just fell off. But he went so hard on his gram, like, and we was going back and forth. I was supposed to shit about him. He was supposed to shit about me.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I ain't know the nigga at all, bro. He was, like you said, he's known for, now I know him for being a crash out, for sure.
Yeah.
And I had a beef with Osiris and his brother one time.
A lot of beef, bro.
Nah, I'm not in
a lot. Osiris, who that?
He knows.
Singer?
Nah, he's like a fashion guy. And, yeah, we fought them niggas in the club one day.
Yo, what's the difference between being fat and thick?
Listen. You like thick?
I like both.
You like fat? Oh, you like big girls and thick girls?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, see, that's what I'm saying. It's a proportion. Like, you could be a certain weight.
Fat joints with the really, really pretty faces, like the super fire. Pretty faces.
Fire.
Bitches be, they be insane.
Fire.
And if you catch them early and they be like, ah, I'm gonna lose this weight. You caught them. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they
get comfortable and they never lose it, nigga.
Yo, when I was younger, I was
Yeah, but the joint, if you catch the joint that lost all the weight, if you catch her at a loss too late, and then she get comfortable, she gets fat again.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And now you the nigga that's fucking a fat bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think fat comes into play when it's like, when you got the arms right here, or your belly is crazy, that's when you just look fat. You know what I'm saying? But if you proportion, like your legs is thick, waist is slimmer than your, you know, than the rest, but it's still thick, got a little tummy, you chubby up here, you got a pretty face, God's creation, bro. God's gift.
Yeah, it's really if it's sloppy.
Yeah, if it's sloppy,
you fat. If it's sloppy, you
like fat. I could do a little cellulite.
The Cap Samuel bitches.
I could do a little cellulite. I ain't mad at it.
Cap Samuel's
I
ain't mad
at it. I ain't mad at it. And, bro, it'd be the saggy titties and the women that have babies. It's like, yo, it's tough. I know you know what I'm talking about. Women be, yo, they, the boobs just be, I feel like, yo, just keep the bra on. Just keep the bra on. We good. You don't even gotta be ashamed. Just keep the bra on.
Me personally, I be on it like, I ain't gonna lie. I love women, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just love
them. I agree.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's
I'm
like,
with
for,
I'm with that.
Like, all shapes, sizes, forms, right? You know what I'm saying? You just be like.
Niggas be saying that, fuck with all light skinned bitches.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no. My shit was like. My shit was like a variety pack. Like, my shit was a wild and crazy pack.
Bless
you. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I can fall in love with my eyes closed. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
remember, he could feel.
That was crazy. Nah, that was crazy. Nigga said, I could close my eyes, stick my shit in, and know exactly who I'm hitting. Like, if I just get a couple, like, yo, bro, there's no way.
Fact.
Say it, nigga. Go ahead. You can do that.
Fuck out.
You only fuck three bitches in your life. That's not a conclusion.
You could go in and remember.
Hey.
You could go in and remember.
That's how long. That's what I said.
Let's say,
say
3 months, four bitches.
Yes.
You can put them in order.
If it's back then.
Yeah, we know.
You're not gonna watch this interview.
Yeah, just.
I can tell, bro, because it's.
Thank you.
So blindfolded, you good?
No smell.
You can tell.
Can't smell either.
Hey. Nah. Hey, oh, I'm telling you.
In the last 4 months, blindfolded,
I'm telling you who's who.
Order.
You right. This is about a process of elimination. I can
tell you who's who.
It's after like 4 months. Like, I don't remember that shit after that, but I'm talking about in the rotation.
Nah, you can tell.
So if you had three or four in the rotation,
that's up.
You could blindfold yourself and tell exactly who.
I'm telling you who this is.
They move different, bro.
It feel different.
But you can't touch it now. You blindfolded. You just
my piece.
Shit.
My piece fit differently in each room.
Yeah, that is true. That is true, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize it'll fit.
But,
bro, I'm telling you.
Fuck out of here.
Different, bro.
Now, you know what? I'm kind of.
Unless you was just randomly just to the hit. You know what I'm saying? But like, if you just had a steady, bro.
Couple rotation.
I'm going to tell you.
Nope.
You might be in it. In your mind, you're like, oh, I'm like, wrong.
Yes. Yo.
Yes, bro.
Because you might be getting a little too excited and you're like, whoa, wait, hold on, bro. Yes, wrong. Yo, this nigga spin, bro. Before you said that, I was going to say, you know what? I might go fuck with you because there's a few that I'm like, yo, I know that one anywhere, bro. That shit was, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the fire shits. I'm talking about, yo, that was epically trash. I know what that's gonna feel like. Yeah, I you know what?
The epically trash shits is like, yo, how you trash?
But you have it again, you're like, yo, this funk Sabrina? Like, you know, nah, hell no.
He said this funk.
I remember this bullshit.
You saw Halle Berry said she had pussy disease?
She said that.
Yeah, on TV.
Allegory.
Yeah, she said
it all makes sense.
A doctor misdiagnosed her with herpes, and then she went on to find out.
It all makes sense now.
She may found out what
that like, she just no got a dry pussy disease.
I think J Lo got it too. It don't make sense.
Dry pussy disease. What is that?
I don't know.
I don't think that's what it's called.
It's called something.
But Halle Berry said, because it's like, yo, when you like up in age, it's just like, yo, and you that bad. It's like,
It's an age thing.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But when you up that high age and you that bad.
Yeah, you shouldn't even say that out loud.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Like, Halle Berry is fucking dry.
Vaginal atrophy. That's crazy. You saw what she did, though, on the red carpet recently? She just,
yeah, I guess it was a classic. Tongue down Adrian Brody.
Huh?
Tongue down Adrian Brody.
Whoever, I don't know who these niggas are, but that's crazy. But his wife.
But it's like.
That's what I was talking about in the last episode.
When he won his first Oscar, he kissed her on stage. Like,
why we gotta recreate this?
For the inside joke.
Who's laughing?
Everybody enjoyed it, bro.
Inside joke.
Everybody enjoyed it.
His wife didn't even say nothing, bro.
Yeah.
She can't say nothing. She can't say nothing.
Yeah, in the moment. She can't
say nothing. When they got in the car, though.
Maybe.
He heard? Why you got the bitch number? You have the bitch number.
What is your wife going to do in that moment? It's different though. They're actors.
Yeah.
Because
it's way different.
It's not different.
And it's
constant. It is.
It's not like she just ran.
That's what I'm saying. It's an inside joke.
That's not a joke.
Maybe not a joke, but like it's an inside. I understand that it's not like.
At this point, is it 20 years later, it's not a joke.
So that was my point right there.
20 years later, it's not a joke.
Hey, Weddy. You know what I'm saying?
No. It's like 20 years later, it's definitely a joke.
Huh?
20 years later, it's definitely a joke. In front of everybody?
in front of everybody, it's not a joke.
Yeah. It's inside. Because they're not doing nothing behind doors.
It's called an inside joke. It's between us. Yeah. So when I see you at a coffee shop.
It's an inside joke with everyone.
Yeah.
We all get it.
No one was
missing. You watched the Oscars? Back then, you got it.
I never watched the Oscars. I didn't get it. So I was like, oh, she bugging.
Like, you said the nigga's name, and I'm like, oh, I don't know who that is.
I know. You're not on the inside.
Yeah, I fuck with
you. Listen, I don't want to be inside.
If you're good actor.
Unless I'm in, never mind. I don't want to be inside.
Yeah, because you're going to be in a Diddy party.
Yeah. I'm going to be in the desert because that shit dry anyway, right?
What's up with Google reviews on spots that are not related to the actual restaurant?
Yo, I hate that shit. Like, when you go.
I ain't going to lie. I don't think I ever read a review in my life.
So.
For nothing.
So I own my own business. So I have to.
You're mindful of reviews.
I'm very mindful of reviews. Okay. So like first of all, I'm really big on not ratting. I'm really big on like not helping a nigga lose his job.
You're a rat.
Never a rat. Don't ever disrespect me. But I'm really big on that type of shit. But when you write a review, right? Like about a restaurant, a nigga be like, yo, I couldn't find parking outside.
That's
one star.
Yeah. It's like one star. Like, yo, bro, what that got to do with the food?
Nathaniel.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nathaniel.
Oh, like there was a homeless man standing in front of the restaurant and he stink. Yeah, bro, what the fuck that got to do? This is New York City, gang. Like, what the fuck is you talking about, bro?
There was garbage on the sidewalk.
There
was garbage on the sidewalk.
That's why I like reading the baddest reviews. I like reading the baddest reviews when I go to a restaurant because you could see. Like, yo, if this restaurant has 1,000 five stars and then like 21 stars and you read the one stars, you could tell this 20 people is fucking haters.
I'm be honest, bro. This is my theory on reviews. First of all, the only time I feel, I don't never feel compelled to write.
And if you have a small business, you should keep all your bad reviews because your good reviews show like, it shows the offset. Like it shows like, yo, why this nigga's a hater.
The discrepancy, yeah.
Yeah, facts. The discrepancy.
So my theory on reviews, mostly people is writing a review after they have a bad experience. Am I lying?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
For sure.
But also, I don't read reviews because the lame ass nigga that's writing this shit, I would never ask your opinion anyway. So I want to go and experience this shit for myself, whether you said it's whack or not. Like, I want to have my own review. I'm not listening to this bullshit. What are you talking?
Nah, I'm trying to save my time and my money. If enough people say the same thing, I'm reading the reviews. Enough people say
it don't matter.
Similar things.
I don't know.
I'm like, all right.
What if they're Mormon and I don't. They don't have the same tastes. I don't know. I'm trying to go and say it was whack.
Nah.
Then not go.
I'm not trying to waste my money.
And be like, yeah, I heard it was whack.
I'm not trying to waste my money and my time.
What if it's fire?
But what if you don't
waste your money? You go for the experience. Like, anywhere you go,
if it's a thousand back.
Anywhere you go for the first time.
That's what I'm saying. If I see consistency,
you're going for the experience. It's not so you can have the best experience. It's a chance at a great experience. That's what it is.
Yeah, I want to increase my chances at a good one.
Yeah, but if you were already interested in this place, the reviews it would never deter me from going.
If I see consistency, everybody's saying yo. The food is dry. Food's not lacking seasoning. I'm not gonna waste my time.
But what if 100 people said Crave is bad?
But that's what I
love that shit.
But that's what I.
Oh, and I love it.
Yeah.
But that's what I miss.
I already love it.
You don't know unless you went.
But that's what I miss.
You won't know unless you
went. They should have made sure everybody felt the same way.
That's what I miss about life.
Everybody's not gonna feel the same way.
But if everybody, if they find themselves in the position where everybody does feel the same way and it's negative.
Now, if they're complaining about prices, service,
That's how you read the reviews, though. That's
wait time. Like, things like that, you might be like,
wait time is something you complain about.
Yeah, for sure. Things like that. But if you say the food is bad, or this shit was trash, and then I'm gonna order something different anyway. I might not order what you ordered, or I might not have the same experience as you.
Business
is still open, so there's something, they're doing something right. That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna go see what it's about.
Man.
I'm gonna go see what it's about. That's crazy. I would never read a review from a bot saying like,
why I do agree with
it. What if it's a hater? Like they just made mad fucking accounts.
But I'm looking for consistency. I'm not looking at one bad review. If they have a bunch of bad reviews.
Where shit could be manipulated.
Yeah, but I'm not good. Like, Nick, it's not a conspiracy. It's fucking Yelp.
You can pay a service to flood your reviews to say great things.
That's not what the fuck is happening, bro.
How do you know that?
How
do you know that?
Now you're taking it to like some dark side of the web shit. Like,
it's not dark. What? This is business.
Yeah, but nigga, we talking about.
That's an investment. Yeah. That's a marketing investment. Like, yo, let me pay this service. $100 a month so they can flood my
reviews. Is this a real concern for you? You think if you read reviews, it's likely going to be bots?
Yeah, of course it's bots.
Do you think it's likely that the reviews you're reading are bots?
If I had a business, I would do it.
Bro,
I would do it.
You would send bots to everybody else's page to give them back.
No, reviews. Not to everybody else's page. I'm saying when you go to my business and you read the reviews, I will pay a service to monthly. Yo, flood my shit with positive comments.
And
why not?
Companies usually have protocols against that. I've never seen a page where it's obviously a bot.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Exactly,
but like,
my point. That's my point. So what are you listening to? Like, nothing.
Real people, man.
You don't know that these are real people. You don't even know if they even went. They might just not fuck with the owner. Yo, bro, shit happens. Like, reading reviews and making a determination is like, that's a bad place.
Nigga, but that's not a crazy thing to do.
Vegan is fire, bro. Vegan.
That's what happened to her. Slutty vegan in the restaurant. Like,
reviews. Somebody paid, that shit is crazy.
Got a bunch of people to hate on her.
Yo, bro.
It was like a real thing. Like,
now, if you make a TikTok video and you show me the food and you say it's trash and I think it looks good, I'm still going. I'm still going. Even if you say it's trash. That shit look good to me, I'm going. You feel what I'm saying?
That's how I feel about Keith Lee sometimes.
Keith Lee, you're going to go to every place.
He'll tell you he don't like too much food. Like, he don't like this. He don't like that.
Yeah. I don't like certain portions either. Like, I'm a picky eater. But if I see a place that I already piqued my interest, the reviews will never be like, oh yeah, never mind, we're not going. Like, never, ever. A review to anything will never deter me if I already pique my interest.
It's deter me.
I'm already interested.
It would deter me.
I'm already interested.
Yeah, but that's why I miss about
unless they say something about race. New York. Like, yo, these people are racist or...
But like...
You know, shit like that.
I feel like that one's easier to fake.
Yeah, but if it's... Like you said, if it's consistent about race...
If I see consistent racism,
that's crazy. Fuck. I feel like, I bet.
Unless it's a black restaurant, because fuck you, like...
They said...
We can't be racist.
You can.
No, we can't.
Yeah, if you got a business, you can.
No, we can't.
We're not serving whites.
That's not racist.
You know what? I'm with you on that. I don't want to serve you today.
Yo, who's bugging?
Oh, yeah, who's bugging? Right there. We need a sound right there. Y'all want?
Air horns. All right, so who's bugging? Yeah. It was video of a man confronting the guy that his wife was cheating on.
Okay. Called him, crashed out crying.
Don't say crying immediately, though.
All right, it left his, though.
It happened.
He cried. In the process, he cried. Was on IG Live with it. I feel like that's the most egregious
part. I thought it was TikTok Live.
Whatever, it was live.
He was paying money.
It was? Oh, okay. So y'all fucking live.
Let's get her new TV.
So who's bugging him or who? Is he bugging for calling? Is she bugging for, like, what are we talking about? What side you on?
He's bugging. Going through his emotions on for the world to see.
Mm. I disagree. I don't think he's bugging at all.
I don't dismiss his feelings because I get it. Like, when I watched the video, I felt him. Like, I was like, oh shit. Like, nah, my family, but propping a phone up on a tripod or on a pillow, so you can get your full body,
yo,
to cry in front of it, and then tell us all the premeditated bullshit you.
So you're not getting on the internet and crying, doing no shit like that.
Never. I'm not doing nothing on the internet, bro.
Yo, listen. I feel that way.
I'm not doing nothing.
That's why I don't think he's bugging, bro. If he feels this is how he needs to get his shit off, bro, I feel like heartbreaking men is not spoken about enough, bro. He was heartbroken, son. Man,
fuck you.
He was heartbroken, bro.
Because this is the same nigga that was.
He was heartbroken.
Closet, bro. What's that? Go cry in a fucking.
Yo, bro, niggas don't get over this shit. This shit is traumatic, bro. When a man gets heartbroken, this shit leads you down the wrong path, bro.
Yo, but niggas is
learning on the phone. He said, "Yo,
feeling, bro." Niggas,
but hold on, why are you talking like this? Is my wife, bro? This ain't my bitch. This is my wife. But the nigga wasn't getting it. The nigga on the other side of the phone wasn't getting
it. He definitely got it, bro. Because he said,
"Why are you asking my shorty for money?" He said, "Yeah, because my phone about to get cut off." He said, "Hold up, yo, this is my wife, bro. Her money is my bread. That's what you trying to say. This our bread, and you trying to what's up with you, bro?"
She sent the nigga money before.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was very obvious.
And then they gonna say,
"No one asked. Nobody asking someone for money."
Bugging.
His wife is all the way bugging. 1,000%. Yeah, you're right. His wife.
But he's bugging too. And don't.
But also, I can't even say his wife is bugging because you don't know if he putting hands on her, if he's a cheater. I don't know what his situation. But the internet shit just blew.
This nigga see. What he say? You putting niggas in jail.
Nah, I ain't say no. Bro, you be putting niggas on the. Yo, as a black man, yo, bro.
Nah.
You don't have to do things just because you're a black man. Yes, you should be protective of other black men.
Yes, you do.
Oh, all right. So if a black man touch your daughter or hit her or do something to her. No,
that's not what we're talking about.
But I'm just saying.
That's not what we're talking
about. Because it's a black man, don't. Nigga, at certain points, a black man can be persecuted, bro.
That nigga will die.
That's what I'm saying. Regardless of race, right?
That's what we're talking about.
Regardless of race.
Don't do that.
There's certain points where it's like, nigga, fuck what you talking about.
No, 1,000%.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's not the points that we were talking about.
What I'm saying is the black man.
Like
the black man. It's the black man. That's all.
First of all, that part of it, that wasn't on the internet.
What was it?
The part where if he cheated or if he beat
her. No, but he's saying the shorty's bugging for cheating.
She's definitely bugging. She's definitely bugging. She's cheating with a nigga at Dollar Tree.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She cheated with a nigga at Dollar Tree.
She's definitely bugging for that.
And then a nigga goes, yeah, you work at Dollar Tree. A nigga said, why are you talking? Why are you saying it like that? Everything you got is at the Dollar Tree.
That's crazy. Hell no. Oh, yo. Send location right now. Yo, send Ernie right now.
The nigga said, I'm willing to die about this. And the nigga said, like, you know, like, I don't really care that much. You know what I'm saying?
He said,
like,
it's my wife.
But it's my wife. Like, you willing to die? Like, he didn't give the response, like, oh, like, I'm scared. Like, he gave the response.
Nah, he should have been apologetic, though. Like, my fault, you know.
I feel like if you're getting confronted by a nigga that's that passionate about his lady or his wife or his girl, and you're not that passionate about her,
you should let him know.
You should let that go. Like, yo, my fault, gang. Like, I bugged the fuck out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, take your bitch, bro. I don't
want her. Bro.
Because if you don't want her, why are you even discussing
it? Didn't seem like homie wanted her for real.
You definitely didn't want her. You just wanted that $60 for your phone, son.
Yeah.
And I get it. I respect it, bro. Yeah. I respect it because she's giving it. You obviously was busting
ass. Yo, son, nigga work at Dollar Tree. Yeah. Yo, that's so nasty.
Like, yo, son, if you get confronted, if a nigga confronts you, you should just let that shit go.
How much you think niggas make at Dollar Tree?
I worked at Dollar Tree, fun fact.
You lying.
Swear to God.
Some of you.
It was minimum wage. This is 2007.
It's still minimum wage. What's minimum wage right now? Like $15?
2017.
Yeah, nah. That's
everything they sell is a dollar, bro. They can't afford it.
And this is the Dollar Tree, not the Dollar 50 Tree.
Not anymore.
This is the Dollar Tree, not the Dollar 50 Tree.
$1.50 Tree.
Man, like, this is Dollar Tree. I worked there for like a week. Yeah.
So you think the minute you get confronted, you should let it go.
If you're not that passionate, then you should be a little apologetic to her. Like, yo, I
like, if you're not confronting me about my bitch.
But if she's still gonna let me crack, like, why wouldn't
my lady? Huh?
If you saying the shorty that was cheating is gonna let you crack.
Yeah, why not keep going?
You gotta ease his mind.
Yeah, bro.
You can't just be
instantly like you're the side nigga, bro. Like,
knowingly hit
part, nigga. Like,
can't do that. You definitely can't do that. You can't knowingly hit a nigga's wife. It's quiet.
Play the fucking part. You can't, bro. What are we doing, bro?
You gotta make him feel like,
all right. That's not play at all. Like, you got caught. You got caught, player.
There's ethics to being a side nigga.
It's definitely ethics, bro.
Definitely.
And he knew he was. Like, he was, of course, he wasn't surprised.
He know all about you. He said, yo, I don't think she bought in the crib from Dollar Tree.
He said, matter of fact, since you want to act so tough, man, I'm going to tell you, like, and it's like, yo, bro, but why? Like, why are you telling?
Yeah, like, why? You making it worse for her.
Under no circumstances should you tell.
That's how I feel.
Under no circumstances. Yo, son, don't rat, son. Don't rat, son.
I just feel like wanted to make it known. Like, it's a problem.
Who's bugging?
Huh?
So who's bugging?
I say, who you said was bugging? He was bugging?
The nigga who propped the phone.
He's bugging for crashing now.
I think the nigga on the phone is bugging. Like, I respect nigga. I respect. He's bugging. Nigga on the phone's bugging. Cause right now, this is his wife, bro.
I respect.
If that's your wife, bro, I would go on live. I would pull up on you.
You go on live?
Yeah, bro. Why he didn't pull up at Dollar Tree?
He don't know which Dollar Tree is.
He knew. He said it. He said,
I know you work at Dollar Tree.
He knew. Yo, bro, why you just didn't pull up on Kevin?
Also, if he only knew where he worked at the end, he should have pulled up.
You would go live?
I personally wouldn't go live, but that's what he do. But everything else. That's the bugging.
You would have done everything else.
Yeah, everything else I would have done. About my wife.
Hold up. Everything else?
Everything. All that cursing, calling you, holding the phone. He had her phone still, bro.
Hold up. So you calling the man? You coming to a nigga as a man?
About my wife?
Yeah.
And it's continuous? I might.
You coming to a nigga as a
man? It's not his fault. But I'm gonna talk to you, bro. Especially if it was.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just
want to ask nigga. Yo, did she suck your dick?
Nah. Hell no.
What you about to ask?
I'm just checking niggas' temperature.
What temperature?
I just want to see what it's about, bro. I'm gonna go on the nigga IG and all that. Call her what you want.
Nah.
I need to see it.
He's bugging.
You gotta confront your wife first.
Yo, I didn't say I'm not.
You gotta test it.
What? What you testing?
I'm not checking his temperature, bro.
You're married.
What time?
You're married. What are you testing?
You know why? I'm gonna tell you.
What are you testing?
You have to test me.
What are you testing?
You one of my tester, bro.
What are you testing?
I need to check.
You know who I am and fucking with my wife?
You know why? I'm gonna tell you right now. Because now that I caught her.
Okay, that nigga's killing this.
Hold on.
Why should this nigga be
by like, my wife?
He's
I might
doing exactly what he's supposed to do.
I'm not a killer, but don't push me. Yeah, you might.
Facts.
Hold on. Now that I caught her, she been lying. So now I'm going to trust her to tell me the full story and tell the whole truth, but nothing but the truth? No. I'm calling, yo, what's up, bro? What type of time y'all was on? You was just hitting or, like, what's going on? Like, y'all was in a relationship. Like, what's up? Y'all been on vacation together? Because what's going on? Like, My whole thing is,
if you catch your wife like he did, right? Assume the worst.
Yeah.
Did everything. It's no need for no conversations.
That's my wife, though.
What are you going to do?
That's my wife, bro.
It's like not assume. Like, just go get the facts.
No, I'm not assuming.
What? No,
this is because this is my wife, nigga. This is my wife. Bro, we are legally married.
Your wife, she went against the vows already.
Yes. But so this might be reparable.
Yo, what are we talking? Yo, bro, it's not. It's not.
How you
it's
know?
Not. No, it's not. It's not.
See, I'm not That's leaving not. My wife that easy.
No, you shouldn't leave your wife easy. That's not easy. What she did was very hard.
But that's why you got to dig.
She didn't do something easy.
I don't know.
She didn't do something. Yo, bro, she...
He said they only been talking a few months.
What do you mean?
He said they only been talking a few months.
Bro.
Why are we talking, though?
Bro, what are we talking about?
Yeah, but the talking shit, I'm not leaving you for the talk.
He's acting nigga like, why is your wife entertaining me?
Yes.
He acts a nigga like, why is your wife entertaining me? Why is your wife at my store every day?
That's all right.
Why is all of the things in your house...
See, but I wouldn't find all that out without talking to him.
Yo, bro. Assume the worst.
No, bro. Assuming the worst.
If your wife cheat, you're going to ask her, did she suck dick?
No.
Because you know she did.
But I need to know how she
cheated. Wait. She did.
But are you?
None of that.
Are you?
None of that.
You're automatically leaving if your wife cheat?
No.
Exactly.
So that's
you're not asking all these questions either.
Because there's a limit. But there's a limit.
My wife is going to be held accountable.
There's a limit, bro.
I'm not holding him accountable.
No, I'm holding my wife accountable.
I'm holding her accountable for the facts of the situation. He going to give me the facts because he don't give a fuck.
But there's a limit. So he's like, I'm willing to stay.
I don't know nigga as a man.
I'm going to stay, but
if I fucking know.
So how you going to find out if this is a breakupable offense or not? Because you're assuming the worst.
Bro, by the conversation that I'm going to have with my wife.
Oh, but she's going to lie to you.
She's already been
lying to you.
So if she's going to... So it's done.
That's not true.
So what?
That's not true.
It's not done?
You're
saying your wife
well, we
automatically lie.
Hold on. I have a question.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. I have a question.
Women do lie.
Yes, we all lie.
But if you get caught and she continues to lie.
Wait. Let me ask you a question.
The trust is completely broken.
You don't know it's a lie till you speak to homie.
You don't know
it's a lie.
You don't know. Hold on. Every time you've ever been caught cheating.
He went through the phone.
Hold on. Look.
Went through the phone.
Yeah, but they have phone conversations you know nothing about.
You're going to say all that action in that
time. All right. So then there's no point of calling him. There's no holes in the
Dollar Tree nigga. He is like, yo, he is raunchy. He is raunchy in L.A.
Yo, but wait.
He is raunchy in L.A.
If you assume the worst, then why did you say you would stay? Yeah, why did
you? Automatically, if you
assume
the worst, you're leaving.
Yeah,
No.
What do you mean?
No, I'm not automatic.
All right, so boom.
You can assume the worst and still stay?
Huh? In your car in front of the house.
What's the question?
In the driveway. No, she gave nigga. Why? Exactly.
How you gonna know that happened?
But how you gonna determine that?
I'm leaving. Because if I found that out.
From who?
If I found it out. If I went to the phone and I found it out.
All right, but what if you did it? What if there was more than.
I'm not asking no fucking questions to another man. I'm not asking another man about my wife's whereabouts, nigga.
I need to know.
Fuck that. Nigga, please. I'm not asking another nigga about my wife's whereabouts. Nigga, please. Please. I'm not doing that. Nigga.
We'll see with you on November 7th.
He think calling the nigga is holding him accountable. No, I'm just getting the facts. I'm not holding. I'm not mad at you, bro. She opened your legs for you. That's her. I've got a problem with her. You did what, like you said, he did what he was supposed to do. But every time a nigga been caught cheating, If I don't have to say the full extent of this episode, I'm not, bro. I'm just not. I'm not telling you, yo, by the way, I was gonna buy the bitch flowers. Also, I met her mom. Also, I was hitting Raw and all this shit. No, you just know I was texting the bitch. Let's leave it at that. Let's repair this. You feel what I'm saying? She's not about to tell you, yo, I was really falling for that nigga. She's not gonna tell you that. She's not gonna tell you. Yo, matter of fact, my
you
sister.
You know those type of hugs, girl. Yo, you know those
type of
hugs.
But you not see it? Nah,
yo, if you read the conversation and they're alluding to shit and they're. I don't think it's nothing. I don't.
But what if you had deleted the text thread and you don't know what happened before that? You don't know how long they've been talking.
I'm not coming to you.
Really been a year.
Hey, nigga, I'm not coming to you as a man.
No, I'm not coming to you as a man. I'm not snitching on nobody. I'm not doing nothing. I wanna know what was up. She not. I can't count on her to tell me the truth.
All right.
In this situation. Feel what I'm saying?
Give
I need
me
to know how deep was this lie? Like, yo, am I in too deep?
Give me your unpopular.
That's it, bro. That's all I need to know. I don't need to be like, yo, I'm gonna come to your job. I'm gonna wash you. I'm gonna do all this shit. Like, bro, we done. That's a wrap. Back to the truth.
Oh my God, nigga, you didn't give an unpopular opinion.
I'm gonna give my unpopular opinion. I'm gonna give my unpopular opinion. I didn't have one. So my popular opinion is,
I forgot mine. I gotta check.
When another nigga says another nigga get bitches, he's calling that nigga cute.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, yo.
Yo, it be weird shit. Yo, like, yo, that nigga bad bitches.
What? Yo, son, that's gay.
It's a fact.
Yo, son, word. That's it.
I ain't gonna lie. My popular opinion is, yo, we gotta get grammatically correct. Niggas that be saying Pacific instead of specific, blow them on. Niggas that be misusing they, there, and there, blow them on. Grow up, bro. We got spell check.
I know how to do there, all of this. Yeah,
you struggle with words, honestly.
Yeah, I do struggle with
but
words.
But niggas need to get that one together. That, yo, that shit, when niggas is texting, yo, over there, and I can't deal with that shit. I can't deal with that shit. That shit blows my mind. Don't text me if you can't.
Nah, I know. If I know you women, don't know Pacific, I know women love Pacific. You. They love you more if you know the theirs and shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, God, that's a flex.